rock and roll music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
all puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
And it's bad, bad, Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog. And it's bad, 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 Leroy Brown. We'll be right back.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:19 here on Sunday, June the 26th, 2016. You're tuned to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. It's Tusk Free Farm Radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. And I'm your host, Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in the conversation. Now, here's the hook. For almost 24 years, I've been saying our phone number, 617-627-3800. Well, forget all that. We got a new phone number this week, and it is 781-350-3264. I believe that's it. I should put my glasses on, huh? 781-350-3264. That's our number here in the studio from now until I guess they change it again. Anyway, we're talking sports here. Love to get you involved in some conversation. If you can find us, 781-350-3264. So, the number is written way up there on the wall. And I feel like I'm in my eye doctor's office without my glasses on. So bear with me. 781-350-3264. Since we go off to a late start, I'll be back shortly as we talk sports here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Be back. Okay, 425 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 and FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown. This Sunday, June 26, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, we have a new phone number. And I put it down where I can see it, 781-350-3264. Okay. Major League Baseball scores yesterday. Yankees 2 and the Twins 1. In the first game of a doubleheader, the Orioles 5 and the Rays zip. Second game, Orioles 8 and the Rays 6. Blue Jays 10 and the White Sox 8. Cleveland 6 and the Tigers zip. Rangers 10 and the Red Sox 3. A's 7 and the Angels 3. Over the National League, the Brewers 6 and the Nationals 5. Padres 3 and the Reds zip. Rockies 11 and the Diamondbacks 6. Marlins 9 and the Cubs 6. Mets 1 and the Braves zip. That game went 11 innings. Pirates 6 and the Dodgers 1. Phillies 3 and the Giants 2. And in interleague play, Mariners 5 and the Cardinals 4. In that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 1 for 4. Got an RBI. He's hitting .291 on the season. Dustin Pedroia went 1 for 4. He's hitting .305 on the season. Xander Bogaerts went 0 for 3. Scored a run, however. He got a walk. He's hitting .345. David Ortiz went 0 for 3 with a walk. He's hitting .335. Hanley Ramirez went 2 for 4, scored a run, got an RBI. He's hitting .270. His hit, one of his hits was his eighth home run of the season. Jackie Bradley Jr., 2 for 4, scored a run with an RBI. He's hitting .305. Travis Shaw, 0 for 4, hitting .271. Bryce Brents up from Pawtucket went 1 for 4. He's hitting .250. And Christian Vasquez went 0 for 2, got 2 walks, scored 2 runs. He's got 2 walks, he didn't score any runs. He's hitting .212 on the season. Wright had probably his worst performance, but when you look at it, he didn't get great support in the field either. He pitched 4 2/3 innings, gave up 7 hits, 8 runs. Only 3 of them were earned, however. He walked 2, struck out 4. He has a 2.18 ERA. Ross went 1 1/2 innings. Gave up 3 hits, 2 runs. Both of them earned, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. He has a 3.88 ERA. And Cuevas, also up from Pawtucket, went 1 2/3 innings. Gave up 1 hit, 3 walks, struck out 2. He has a 4.50 ERA, and Wright took the loss. Okay, not a great day for the Red Sox. They, with the Orioles winning 2, they've fallen a game and a half further behind, and I'm trying to find out where they actually are as I find all my stats here. Hold on, I'll find it. I know it's in here somewhere. Here we go. The Orioles are now 44-30. The Red Sox are 41-33. Toronto is also right on our tail. The Blue Jays won yesterday, so that makes them 42-34. I think they're only a half a game behind. And then we have New York and Tampa Bay. In the Central Division, Cleveland's doing their thing. You go, Terry. Terry Francona. Let's see. Cleveland, they won yesterday, making them 43-30. Kansas City lost, making them 38-35, 5 games behind. Detroit also lost, 38 and 37, six games back, and then in Chicago and Minnesota, bringing you up the rear. Out west, Texas, 48 and 27, with a huge lead over Houston. Oh, well, how'd that happen? It was close at one time with Seattle and but anyway, when we were looking, Texas just put on some speed here, and what they are 9-3 in their last 12 games. So there you go. Oh, over in the National League, the Washington Nationals are having their problems. They lost again yesterday. They're 43-32. Followed by the New York Mets, who won a squeaker yesterday. They're 40-33, two games back. And the Miami Marlins are for real. They are 40-35. They're three games behind. And then Philadelphia and Atlanta bring up the rear. In the Central Division, Chicago Cubbies are having a tough time. Let's see. Cubs lost yesterday. They're 48-25, but the Cardinals also lost. So they still have a nine-game lead, I believe, over St. Louis. Followed by Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, and Cincinnati, who are way back. Oh, what's the San Francisco Giants? They lost yesterday, making them 47-29. But the LA Dodgers aren't doing well either. They're 41-35, seven games back. And then there's Colorado, Arizona, and San Diego. Okay, so that's it as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. I am just hoping that even though the Red Sox are definitely having pitching problems, both starting and relief, that they don't do anything stupid. Give away the farm, and all the players that are on the farm, all the good players are on the farm. And if you can't make a deal, yeah, hang in there. Why do I say that? Because we have Ryan Kelly, down in Pawtucket, who's recovering from a groin injury, and Rodriguez has shown that. He can get it up there again. Touching 96 on the radar gun his last time out. Problem was that the got off to a bad start and the hitting wasn't that great. But anyway, I think that our bats will make up for, barring injuries, our bats will make up for a lot of the pitching deficiencies. And if you get in a series, with a great pitching staff, both starting and relief, then you're going to have problems. But let's not panic and give away the farm. if we can pick up when Kelly comes back, I think he would go to the bullpen as a, with a power arm, and along with Hembry and some of the other guys that are out there, that'll shore it up a little bit out there. And I think that Rodriguez is on the upswing. Not only is he on the upswing physically and mentally, but he has an excellent mentor in David Price. Lefty to lefty, and I'm sure that he'll come up with a third pitch for him. I couldn't believe that he made it to the majors with only two pitchers, but I guess when those pitchers are very good, you can do a whole lot of stuff.
Scam artist.
Oops, sorry. We'll get those scam artists back a little bit later on in the program. Maybe shortly, very shortly in the program. But anyway, it's 4:34 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial or on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this the Sunday. Last Sunday in June the 26th, 2016 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the conversation. And to do that, you need to know our new phone number. 781-350-3264. 781-350-3264. I don't know how many times I'm going to, in the future, I'm going to say 617-627-3800, because that's, I've been saying that for 24, almost 24 years. And you know how it is about teaching old dogs. 435 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. Let's take a break, and I'll be back. Put up the music, Darnley.
Scam artists have been around forever, making promises that can't be kept. Everything from get rich quick to lose 30 pounds this week. Today, scammers are very sophisticated, taking advantage of homeowners facing foreclosure. If a so-called loan modification expert asks you for an upfront payment to fix your loan, run and run fast. Be aware of promises that can't be kept, like,
I guarantee to save your home.
We can significantly lower your mortgage payment.
We have a 97% success rate.
When it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. Learn how to protect yourself from foreclosure scams at www.hud.gov/fairhousing. Assistance from a HUD-approved housing counselor is your assurance that the information is trustworthy and free. free. Now that's a word those loan modification scammers have never heard of. Find a HUD-approved housing counselor today at www.hud.gov/fairhousing.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
And also brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 440, the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Yeah, we're running late, so let's get the music up. Excuse me. And again, let me tell you our new phone number, 781-350-3264. 781-350-3264. WNBA yesterday, the Stars 73 and the Dream 69. I like to say when the Dream lose, I like to say I guess they were dreaming again. Fever, I like to say they probably don't like it, all the Dream fans out there. Fever 92 and the Wings 87. And if you didn't hear it, the Minnesota Lynx lost their first game of the season this week to the Los Angeles Sparks. It's kind of strange. They went out to L.A. and beat them out there and came home and lost to them at Minnesota. So, anyway, hey, nobody wins them all. And Maya Moore, I heard, is nursing a hip injury, so I don't know how much that affected them in the two games. Obviously, probably affected, I shouldn't say that, because Maya Moore is probably the best player in the WNBA. And we're just going to have to see how far Minnesota can go without her or how long she's going to be out. Excuse me. Okay, 441 here on WNFO in Medford. Let's go to the National Basketball Association and the Celtics draft and lack of trades. Well, I'm disappointed because I thought they would be able to get value for the third pick. When I say value, making a trade with another NBA team who, like Philadelphia, who supposedly wanted to get done from Rhode Island, but they didn't want to give up what the Celtics needed, and they wanted more than the Celtics were willing to give, and so the deal never went down. Excuse me. Got a frog in my throat from, I don't know, sometime last night. Anyway, get out of there, froggy. Anyway, the Celtics, as you may know, drafted Jaylen Brown. Now, I should not be upset with the Celtics drafting someone named Brown, right? first of all, I know very little about Jaylen Brown. About what little I read about him, he doesn't seem to bring to the Celtics what we needed, which was an inside presence or an outside shooting presence. Supposedly, he plays tremendous D. He plays with tremendous motor. He's going to rebound for you and block some shots. But at 6'7", to me, he's a backup to Jay Crowder at small forward, who is limited as far as shooting is concerned. He's certainly not going to, be a shooting guard. And so, therefore, I think it serves us. It'll be to our best interest to sign Evan Turner. We've already got Bradley under contract, and so therefore, And then when you go to the other picks, most people, myself included, never heard of what's his name? Gershon Yabusele, who played in France. Here again, he's 6'7". 260 pounds, and supposedly has an outside shot. It may be, based upon what I've read, and here again, I haven't seen either of these guys play. Yabusele seems to come with a higher rating than Brown does. But here again, like I said, how does it translate over into the NBA game? So we have now three guys who are going to be battling for backups, battling with Jay Crowder Crowder has an outside shot. He puts the ball on the floor as well. And where do they fit? All fit? I don't know. I can't tell you at this time. Then there are other guys. Ben Bentil, a forward, 6'9", power forward from Providence. And he comes with a very high rating. Demetrius Jackson, the guards, point guard, 6'1", from Notre Dame. Good program. Have no clue. If he's going to make the Celtics with this loaded point guard group that we have already. Abdel Nader, a forward, 6'6", 230. I guess we're going to have to stash him overseas. And then there is Ante Zizek. He's a forward, 6'11", 250. I guess he can play center also. And they said he's a banger, only 19 years old. 250 pounds, however, and that's the reason why they didn't go for Dragon Bender. They said that he was so thin that they just assumed that he needed a really great bodybuilding program before they could put him out there with the behemoths. DeMarcus Cousins and the other guys would eat him for lunch, I guess. But anyway, that's why they shied away from him. I guess why that's why other teams shied away from taking the third pick. He just didn't. Now, the question is, what is Philadelphia going to do with their four, count them, four centers? I'm assuming they're going to bring the guy back from Europe who they had over there. And they've got Okafor, they got Nerlens Noel, and Joel Embiid. So maybe we get a better deal now that the draft is over. And now that reality is set, reality is on around the horn. Reality is around the horn. Reality is what we're dealing with right now. So now the reality is set in, maybe Philadelphia will be more amenable to trading one of their big guys. Or maybe they're waiting to see, just how healthy they are since Okafor and Embiid are coming off injuries. And here again, you'd have the same situation with Nerlens Noel, who's probably more of a power forward within his body, but... or maybe even a small forward, but doesn't have the outside shot. So here we go. We got Olynyk already, and we've got Jared Sullinger, who are undersized, who as far as height and weight are concerned. Olynyk, 238. He's not thin. While Jared is 260 or so, about. And anyway, like I said on the future program, I don't know if I said on the radio program, that it's difficult to determine exactly what the Celtics' goal is at this point in time. If the goal is to get better than they were based upon the last 2 years when they made the playoffs, you would have to think that the best way to go would be to do it via the draft. But here again, you got to have partners who are willing to trade. And from what I understand, everybody was trying to rip them off, figuring, hey, you guys got all these picks. You know, we're going to try and take you to the cleaners. There's this anti-Celtics. It is anti-Celtics feeling throughout the NBA anyway. Going back to the Red Auerbach days, and when Red was known to take good players from people who seemed to be in playing like the Dream. And general managers still hate him for that. But anyway, I think there are going to be probably some free agent deals and perhaps a trade or two, because we have far too many players. And like I said, I'm looking for guys like James Young and RJ Hunter and Jordan Mickey to make an impact, because they have some experience in the program. Maybe even Terry Rozier. But anyway, we'll see what happens. You know, we've certainly got a lot of pieces, and it seems like with the Philadelphia trade of Thaddeus Young, that our pick, which we have the right to swap first-round picks with Philadelphia next year, and supposedly there are a ton of great players going to be coming out next year, so we'll wait and see where the Celtics go and how far they can improve and what takes place even before the season starts. I'm optimistic. 450 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial or on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, June 26, 2016 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 abouts until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some conversation, so I can give you our new phone number. New phone number coming up, 781-350-3264. 781-350-3264. That's our new number here in the station. 781-350-3264. I'll be back.
America is a land of opportunity, where kids can grow up and become anything they want.
But for some of us, it's not so easy.
Today, one out of every six children in America lives in poverty.
That's almost 13 million of us.
It's almost 13 million of us.
Living below the poverty line.
The poverty line divides us all. into those who have,
and those who never have enough. Not enough food or medicine,
or even a place to live. When you live in poverty, every day is hard.
But we don't want a handout. We want a way out.
A way out of poverty for me and my family.
For good.
This is America.
This is America. Together, we can do so much. Will you help?
Nearly 13 million children in America live below the poverty line. You can make a difference in more ways than you know. Go to PovertyUSA.org and get involved. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:55 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Let's go to the National Hockey League. Boston Bruins, they picked up a bunch of new players. Can't tell you that much about them as far as their abilities are concerned. At center, we now have Trent Frederick. He's 18 years old, 6'1", 204 pounds, a left-handed shot from St. Louis, Missouri. And then our number one pick was Charlie McAvoy, an 18-year-old defenseman, 6 feet tall, 199 pounds, a right-handed shot from Long Beach, New York, and I believe he played at Boston University. And so that's all the information I have as far as new players are concerned. So therefore, I can't give you too much insight. I don't know that much about hockey in general, and as far as new young players coming out, I know even less, so therefore, I wouldn't try to pull anything over you, on you, astute hockey fans out there. You need to give us a call on our new number when we have more time. It's 4:57 now, but in case you're just tuning in, we have a new number here at WMFO, which is 781-350-3264. 781-350-3264. So I guess I will put the wraps on this. One thing about the New England Patriots, since nothing has come forth from the astute judges up there in New York as far as the Brady controversy, the Deflategate, and all that good stuff is concerned, I would say the longer it takes them to decide whether they're going to do it or not, that it would seem to me that they're probably going to, consider his appeal. And if they consider his appeal, that means that the majority of people at least want to hear, review the case and go over it. And so they're not going to go with what those other two dummies came up with. And I would think that if I'm the senior judge out there in New York and I got outvoted by two of my underlings, I'm going to do everything I can to make their life miserable. But that's just me. And that would certainly work in Brady's favor. And then there's always the Supreme Court. So I'm absolutely certain that Brady is going to be playing football this year. Okay, 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, hopefully at around closer to 4 o'clock than I was today. And, there are just some things you got to take care of. that's the way life is. Emails to respond to at 3 in the morning. Anyway, be back next Sunday at 4 o'clock or thereabouts with another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. We have another great program coming your way this Sunday. More new music, top hits of the year 2016, and local artists as well. So stay tuned for that here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Tufts Free Form Radio.